Welcome, friends, to a moment of clarity and purpose. Today, we bring to you a special sermon titled Power of Order from August 27, 2023. Let Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center guide you toward a more organized and harmonious life. May this message help you find balance and bring order to your world. Let's journey together.
Which really shows what we believe. We know that we have various feelings and thoughts in our head, in our heart, in our gut. And sometimes they are of the highest quality and they serve us. And sometimes they do not. One of the things that our music started with was In Your Name. In your name means in your nature, in the sense of who you really are. God is all there is. So who you really are is a manifestation of God, regardless of what's happening in your life. No matter what you expect, what you fear, what you miss, what you love, your nature is that of God. Let's go inside and feel that. Letting go of everything outside of us. We let go of our body, we let go of our family, and all we feel is God. No tension, no fear, no problems. Only the wholeness that put everything in its place. Only the wholeness that keeps you alive as you. Only the wholeness of this wonderful planet and its place in the universe. A tapestry woven of manifestations of God. Everything is energy, and so are you. You are the energy of God loving this planet. You are the energy of God seeing through the lens of your personality, your life, your precious self. We have the eyes of God. We have the hands of God. We have the feet of God, for God gives us the how, gives us all the means, and we are the choice point to choose where to go, what to go do, what to give, what to say. Our nature is that of the one. And so we let ourselves begin and end in that oneness. Before we speak, we know this is another sacred being. Before we decide what to do, we check in with that inner God that lives with you all the time, that God that knows the answer to all of your questions. We use change points to breathe and recenter so that we go into every situation peaceful, aware, alert, and eager to be our highest self. This becomes a habit more and more for each of us so that we begin to realize that we live in a sacred place full of God manifestations. And whether we understand them, enjoy them, disapprove them, or judge them in any way, they are still part of the manifestation of the whole. And nothing is extraneous. We fit perfectly in this web of life with our awareness, our love, our beingness. Every day, we improve the planet by loving, by knowing that all truly is one and God truly is all there is. We know this in our gut. It's our instinctive being. We know it in our heart for the love that flows without reason. And we know this in our heads, even in that monkey mind, those ever-present energies that keep going, 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 because the energy never runs out. We bless ourselves and everyone who is in our orbit. We bless the first responders. We bless those that provide the substrate that we may not see, who make sure our food is grown and distributed. We bless those who take care of what we call waste so that it can be transformed into someone else's good. For all is God. That includes us, our lives, our choices, our opportunities, and our wonderful future unfolding before us and in us now. We are so grateful. We live in gratitude for what has happened and what we know is happening now. We know that what seems like destruction is actually the seed of the new. And God is everywhere present and always in charge. This peace never leaves because we know that so it is. Amen. It's really interesting how things fit together. A lot of times you think you know what's going to happen. And sometimes it does. But a lot of times there's surprises, even if things are scripted. I will go here at 7:05 and 7:15, this will be done. And 7:25, that'll be done. And it sounds real good, real orderly. And you've given yourself a little cushion there, a little extra minute on this side and 2 minutes on that side. And everything should work out. And it does, just not always the way you thought they were going to work out. They work out. Traffic jam, what is this about? Well, we really don't know. So from your place, why not bless those involved? Why not send them a blessing? It didn't cost you anything. And actually, I've witnessed that breaking up the traffic jam. So you get that side benefit for praying for others. You get to go too. Everybody can use a prayer. Everybody, no matter what, everyone is going through something. We feel sometimes like, but that's not as bad as mine. We don't want to play in it awful because it's not. Even the things that look like utter destruction are necessary to make the new. Now, the new may not be what we're used to. Usually isn't. Sometimes it's a surprise. We've got it all lined up, but there's that unspoken that's going to happen. Because remember, God is everywhere present. So if God shook things up, those snow globes, they know where to fall. There's a sense of enclosure, just like that snow globe, that only what needs to be in is in. Now that sounds real Pollyanna. My name's not Pollyanna. I have a real generic name in Hebrew. My name, Judith, just means Jewess, female Jew. So real generic, okay? So I'm talking generic because I'm talking about things that apply to all of us. Today is our last month of silver. Silver is orders next month. See, we're so ahead of ourselves. We want to be in order now. That's great. It's will. And we talked about God's will. And we talked about how we, as the choice point, choose how much we're letting in. Because God's will is for the good of all. I mean, that's my favorite prayer is, yay, God. Because he got it. I mean, it's in order. I don't have to worry about how to do it. I have to tune into what is mine to do. Because sometimes I want to do that and that and that and that and that over there too. But what's mine to do needs to get done. And I find if I focus on what's mine to do, I have time and energy to do those other things. It all gets done. The wants, the wishes, and the shoulds and have-tos. Because we decide the shoulds and have-tos. Remember, we're points of choice. We don't have to say, I've got this big thing to do. It'll be that if you want it. Or you can just say, I've got this thing to do, and not give it that kind of energy. We choose. Now, yeah, there are some things that you can choose now that do not seem physically possible. I don't think that I am going to ever compete and win with, what's her name, Simone Biles. You know, I really don't think that's gonna happen in this life. Now, some other life, some other dimension, sure, and I can go there because we have minds with imagination. Our minds can go to other planets, other universes, talk to other life forms. Our minds are wide open. Remember, God had to think of this, the logos, the idea, the concept that started all that. We're told that logos was God and logos was with God. It's not just the word. It's the concept, it's the energy. And if that's what begun all this, it's still going on and it's still here because we are personifying God. So you have that logos, that energy of the universe in you. Now, if God could create all of this simply by saying, so it is. Yeah, that's good. I think I'll lay down now. That Sabbath, that rest point, having done all stand, you've seen that in scripture. You do what you know you can do. You do what you know needs to be done. But part of that is your rest, your restoration. The Sabbath is not just something that Hebrew people do. The Sabbath is a rest for your mind, spirit, and body. It's not just saying, I'll cook today and eat that tomorrow, so I have to work on that day. It's a lot more than that. And you know you can make a whole another sermon about that, fixing for today and tomorrow not going to be what you think. So I'll let you do that, because I know your minds can go there. What I want to talk about is order. When we talk about putting things in order, we're usually including typing them. These are this type of thing, and I put that together, and this is something else, and I put that together. We usually think of things being in relation to each other. These are shorter, so they'll be in the front, and the taller ones in the back. All those are choices. All those are us looking at what we have to work with and putting it where we think will work for us in the future. And that's a good thing. Sometimes disorder precedes order. I've mentioned this before, and any of you who are creative know exactly what I'm talking about. You have this idea in your mind, and you get all your materials out, and you start. And you get up, do something else, and come back, and you look at it, and it looks nothing like what was in your mind. Nothing! Background, nothing! But if you keep on, knowing that that is simply the preparation, the middle part, the getting it in order, and go ahead with what you're feeling and create that, the order becomes your friend. The order becomes that underlying painting that makes pop the colors that you want, that makes the blending that you had in your mind and heart possible. It's the same with anything. If you're sewing a dress, it's going to look like this will never work in the middle. But it does, whether you're following a pattern or not. There is order beneath. I think they call it the implicate order in physics. There's order beneath what we can perceive. Those of you who enjoyed our Wednesday session, he was talking about how some atoms are missing a molecule, some molecules are missing an atom, I had it backwards, where they have a charge and the other ones have an opposite charge and they look for each other because they want to be stable. They don't want to have this unbalanced charge of negative or positive. They want to be in a stable way. What I'm saying is even the molecules in this world seek order. Now, it's fascinating to see how different molecules get together, but we're molecules in the bodies of God. And we come together based on what we need and what we have to give. And we hang out with other molecules that are kind of on the same vibration where we are. And I say kind of because we're all still moving and changing. Nothing is stable. Everything is energy just flying around, having fun. Do you realize how malleable, how plastic, how movable, how changeable you are? You're not stuck in anything. Even your body right now is changing. You're making new cells. Other cells are being recycled. Whatever you ate is being moved into whatever organ it needs to be to make you stronger and more whole. And you don't even have to think about it. Just say, well, dinner was good last night. I like my breakfast. That's it. Bye. And your body just, in order, does what it's supposed to do. Thank your body from time to time. Be grateful for your body. It heals without you having to think, okay, red blood cells. You know, your body is working all the time for your good. And we just go along. We expect that. Now, it's good on one level because, yeah, you should expect things to go right. But be grateful. Because you are part of a larger whole. You are part of the order of the universe. So that going right at the cellular level magnifies out to your whole world. Just like in your body, new things are being created and some recycled. That happens with people in our life. It happens with things. And the desire to be with like and fill that bit that isn't there, we do that. We gravitate to people who have a quality that may or may not match ours. And a lot of times people are brought into our lives that because we need that. We need the challenge. When we're ready, you've heard the thing, when you're ready, the teacher will come. Well, when you're ready, the situation will come too. Sometimes what we need to learn isn't what we had on our list of majors. It might have been on that elective. And you're elected. Aren't you lucky? There's always a little mix of something to learn, something to grow from in everything. And I like to approach those things that are challenges with that in mind, because I know that God is all there is and God is love. I know divine order prevails in everything. So when I look at something and I say, shall I say it? Oh my God. God says yes. Because that's what God says. So if it's brought to my life, to my attention, then there's something I'm supposed to do with it. If it's bless them and keep moving, say a prayer and keep moving, that's valid. If it's to get involved and actually do something, you will know, because God is the how. God lets you know how you are to proceed. That is part of divine order. We're all totally tuned in to that God antenna, as it were. You know, I like to say my chakra is open. You know, pour it in there. You know, whatever I need to learn, I'm here. Pour it in. And you find that it comes. Strange ways sometimes, normal ways other times, and out of the blue, or purple, or green, or whatever. God always likes to surprise us, and God has a sense of humor. So keeping that in mind, we can deal with whatever this planet dials out for us. We can handle disaster. We can handle dis-ease. Because we are the hands, feet, mouth, words of God in action right here, right now. So when you see something that needs attention, we can do it.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on this journey toward clarity with Reverend Judith Taylor. We hope the power of order has inspired you to bring balance and harmony into your life. For more messages, resources, and to connect with our vibrant community, please visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Stay up to date with us. Visit our Facebook page and make sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you're in the area, we warmly invite you to visit us at 14024 Highway 155 South in Tyler, Texas. Copyright 2023 Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May your life be balanced and your days be orderly.